You're listening to SBS News.
As world leaders touched down in the Cambodian capital, the temperature on the tarmac was a humid 28 degrees. The global political climate was just as stifling. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit in Phnom Penh is the first of three in the region over the coming week. Cambodia is this year's ASEAN chair, and as summit host, Prime Minister Hun Sen warned leaders of the 10-member bloc against complacency.
We are now at the most uncertain juncture. The lives of millions in our region depend on our wisdom and foresight, our right decisions and policies, and our realistic approach to address the strategic challenges we all face. There's a saying that disasters and crises can bring out the best in people. In this connection, I believe that all of us gathering here today share a sense of urgency to work together in addressing the above common challenges.
The Association of Southeast Asian Nations includes Brunei, Cambodia, Indonesia, Laos, Malaysia, the Philippines, Singapore, Thailand, Vietnam and Myanmar. The 10-nation bloc has now agreed in principle to admit its 11th member, Timor-Leste. But the status of another member, Myanmar, is being overshadowed by that country's failure to address its escalating political and ethnic violence. Myanmar's military rulers have been barred from attending this year's summit. The country's chair sits empty. But ASEAN leaders have struggled to reach consensus on how to pressure Myanmar to adhere to a 5-point plan for peace. ASEAN has now issued a warning to Myanmar to make measurable progress on the peace plan or risk being barred from the bloc's meetings altogether. Indonesian President Joko Widodo, whose country assumes ASEAN's rotating chair after Cambodia, has called for the violence in Myanmar to stop.
The situation in Myanmar is worsening. No significant progress on the implementation of 5-point consensus, and then no commitment of junta to implement 5-point consensus. We must not allow situation in Myanmar to define ASEAN.
Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, says he's hopeful Indonesia's leadership of ASEAN will bring about change.
Everybody has failed in relation to Myanmar. The international community as a whole has failed, and the UN is part of the international community. It is dramatic to see the suffering of the Myanmarese people.
Tensions between China and the United States are almost guaranteed to overshadow this summit season. US President Joe Biden is scheduled to meet his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the G20 in Bali next week. While the United States vies for influence in the Asia-Pacific region, President Biden is seeking to shore up support amongst allies. His first mission has been to strengthen security ties with Japan and South Korea. Meanwhile, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is entering the summit season with high expectations.
Working in close cooperation, we can forge a more secure and sustainable future, where international law and norms are upheld and disputes are resolved amicably through diplomacy and dialogue.
Mr. Albanese has announced former Macquarie Group head Nicholas Moore as Australia's special envoy to Southeast Asia. The diplomatic position was a Labor election commitment, and Mr. Moore will lead the Southeast Asia economic strategy to 2040. And as the war in Ukraine looms large, Mr. Albanese has held talks with that country's foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba.
Minister.
Finally, I'm in your part of the world.
Yeah, that's right, a bit closer to us.
Yeah. Mr. Kuleba has underlined the importance of Australia's military support against what he calls Russia's Hunger Games.
We will always, the people of Ukraine will always remember this support that the people of Australia extended to us. And we will definitely prevail. But when the victory comes, it will be our joint success in defending principles of UN Charter and international law and world-based order.
Anthony Albanese has also met with the Cambodian leader Hun Sen. The Prime Minister was urged by human rights groups to raise complaints Hun Sen's government is repressing the opposition Candlelight Party ahead of the next election. As international representatives converge on Southeast Asia for this summit, questions remain about the effectiveness of the ASEAN bloc. A gala dinner underscores the sensitivities. It will be attended by US President Joe Biden, Chinese Premier Li Keqiang, and Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. But the fact these leaders are here at all is recognition of the importance of this region in the global struggle for power. Claire Slattery, SBS News.